It's American Samoa's Best Music Mix 93 KHD. We welcome our good friend from Homeland Security, Isao Isao, who you probably heard a lot lately on the radio talking about if you see something, say something. So, Isao, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go. I got you right there. So the If You See Something, Say Something campaign, can you just take us through what that is one more time in case maybe they missed the ad or our earlier program?
Okay. First and foremost, thank you for the opportunity. And I appreciate everything that you've done for this campaign. In reference to If You See Something, Say Something, it is a trademark slogan that was coined right after 9/11, and talking about 9/11, we're approaching 9/11. But it was based on the fact that if you see something that's not normal, or it's something that you suspect it could be some activities that it's just not the norm, say something about it. Call, leave a tip.
Okay. And anything? Can you give an example of what you might not think is normal?
Well.
Here in America,
if you see a crime being committed, you know, and crime comes in a lot of forms. That could be robbery. It could be somebody beating somebody up. It could be somebody in a place or a location where they're not supposed to be at a certain time. You know, those are some of the examples, you know, just simple examples of if you see something, say something.
And when did you start this campaign?
This campaign has been ongoing. It is a national level campaign that's been ongoing, but specifically for us in DHS, we were in the planning in June, July timeframe, and in August, this month of August, you know, we dedicated this month to it, and then we're going to continue this. We're in this for the long run, and this is going to be a very, very long game for us.
So this is not just an awareness month kind of thing. This is something that will be happening continuously.
You can consider August as our blitz month.
Okay.
And then, you know, we're going to continue, you know, with radio ads, with radio interviews, and then advertisements. And then also one of the long games that we're bringing up is going to be outreaches. And those outreaches is going to be to schools. And it's going to be, you know, to organizations, for example, like churches, and it's going to be for private businesses also.
Great. So that's a good thing, just to get the kids in the know and have them to have the courage to see something. I mean, that's half the population is under 18, so I'm sure that they see all sorts of things that maybe they need to say something about.
Exactly. As you well know, as everybody else listening know, you know, there's a lot of stigmatization. There's a lot of taboo stuff. And but in order for us to break through, like, you know, one of my favorite philosophers, Sun Tzu, a journey of 1,000 miles, you have to take the first step. And that first step we have taken. And I did not expect any phone calls of any sort or anybody calling the number of 699-3355. Just didn't expect it in the first 6 months. But so far, we've received 6 phone calls, and that is a great, great, great thing. It's a success for us. It's a great start, you know, for this campaign.
And what happens with those phone calls? You make a record of them?
Absolutely. So either I can take it or our law enforcement entity within the DHS, they're the ones who manage, you know, the phone lines. And yes, we do take reports. And as I stated here in another location, you know, we take the reports and then we enter that information into our computer system. And then that paper that we use to take the report gets shredded. And then after it gets shredded, and then it gets burned. So that way there are no physical evidence, you know, in reference to like information on paper that's left. Everything's that's left is on the computer system. And as I stated before, you know, my server is a standalone server, meaning, you know, it's not part of the larger network. So therefore, you know, it cannot be hacked remotely.
Okay.
So those are some of the steps that we've taken to protect it. And also we adhere to the privacy rights.
That was another thing I wanted to ask you. Obviously, very small island. People are kind of worried if they blow the whistle on somebody, is that going to come back at them? And you say privacy, so if somebody wants to make an anonymous tip, you afford them that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Privacy is of the utmost importance to us, because we understand, we were born and raised here. We understand the culture. And we understand how fluid information flows. And so, it's one of the most important things that we discuss is constantly how can we protect the callers? How can we protect the information so, it's not leaked? Because we don't want the caller, to get into any trouble.
Right. And then if they do, that discourages other callers from
absolutely
seeing something and saying something.
Yeah, that would be the negative effect that we do not want.
Okay. Final question. This is Isao Isao, Fusion Center Manager of Homeland Security. What is your definition of success for if you see something, say something?
Well, the definition of success is basically it's already happened.
Six calls.
Anytime anybody calls, that is a success. Whether, like one of the calls that we received was, hey, I just wanted to call and ask a question. There's a huge plane flying low in circles. And, we answered that call and we allayed their concerns. And then, so some of the other calls are just that, curiosity calls. But we had one valid actionable call, which is, again, phenomenal. So that is a definition of success, and then us just going out to the community, engaging the community, getting feedback from the community is success to us.
So again, if you see something, say something, and the phone number they should call is
699-3355.
Great. Well, this is Isao Isao. I know that you got a busy outreach ahead between schools and churches and businesses and the government. So thanks for coming on and hope to see more of you, sir. It's a good effort that you're doing here.
Always a pleasure.
All right. 93 KHJ will be back after these messages. Stay there.